Let's go to AI now, because the government denies it's dragging its feet in response to the widespread and rapidly increasing use of artificial intelligence. It has no specific plan to manage its use and protect New Zealanders from potential harm. This is despite years of discussion. Now, this broad agreement could bring enormous benefits, but that also comes with immense risk, which has not yet been fully understood. Our political editor, Jane Patterson, asks whether there should be government regulation, and if so, is the country moving quickly enough?
Welcome to the France 24 debate. I'm Mark Owen. Tonight we're looking at artificial intelligence. OpenAI CEO Sam.
Leading artificial intelligence experts are warning the technology could pose an existential threat to humanity. The group, which includes the creator...
Now to Capitol Hill, where lawmakers are holding a hearing on artificial intelligence and Congress's role in regulating it.
Every day, there are new stories about AI technology developing at hyperspeed and the impact it's having on so many facets of human life, as governments around the world, New Zealand included, looking at how to best respond.
It's important that we make sure it's being used ethically. With any new tool, it can be used for good and bad, and we want to make sure that there's some framework, some place.
The Digital Strategy for Aotearoa Executive Summary. This document was produced as a single audio file using synthetic speech. By
there have been digital strategies, cornerstone principles, and mention of AI as an area for future focus in a recent industry transformation plan, but nothing yet set in stone that addresses the risks and how they might be mitigated. Minister for the Digital Economy and Communications, Ginny Anderson, denies New Zealand is behind the eight ball.
I think it's important we get it right. We've already seen uses of AI already. It's important that we get a good ethical framework in place so we know where we can utilise its benefits, but also we're flagging those areas we see as being a high risk.
National's use of AI to create images in its attack ads, only disclosed after questions from the media, caused a bit of a flurry.
It's a dangerous road to be heading down, where you start to fabricate reality, you start to create a fake reality.
We're not lying or inventing things, that this is just artificially generated images of nurses. I mean, seriously, like, who cares? Let's move on.
However, it's AI's broader use that needs attention, says National's Judith Collins, particularly as it applies to the collection of personal data.
And I'm particularly keen on making sure that government, any government, doesn't abuse it and use it for the public good.
Judith Collins says AI is addressed in the current law.
The Privacy Act 2020 actually does regulate a use of AI around data. What I've seen overseas is that that's possibly come in a little bit later than some countries, but it is a reasonably good set of principles.
She's established a cross-party caucus for MPs interested in keeping up with the technology and thinking about a future policy response, which has just recently met for the first time. One of those is Green MP Chloe Swarbrick, who says New Zealand does need to catch up to other countries.
They have sought to start to contemplate these kind of questions of ethics and commerciality and data sovereignty and otherwise. We are far behind if you're to look particularly at the Northern Hemisphere.
The AI caucus came as news to the responsible minister.
I haven't been invited, but I would love to come along.
Ginny Anderson says there's specific work being done about how the public service can leverage the benefits of AI. There's also consultation underway with the tech industry as part of the industry transformation plan. The minister expects to have a report back on that in 3 to 4 months.
And you can hear more about AI and what is happening or not in the regulatory space tomorrow night after Checkpoint on Focus on Politics.